Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, November 8, 2010. On Monday, the Foreign Minister of Germany visited Gaza and urged Israel to lift its blockade of the Strip. However, he refused to meet Hamas because its refusal to renounce violence and accept Israel's right to exist. Hamas officials slammed the move as insulting. In another issue, Israeli media reported on Monday morning that, for the first time since the beginning of the Second Intifada in 2000, army records indicate that there are no more wanted Palestinians in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and only a few in the southern part. Also on Monday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said in a peace conference in Abu Dhabi that Palestinians will declare a sovereign state within a year if negotiations with Israel fail. In Jerusalem, Israeli sources revealed on Monday that a group of Israeli fundamentalists attacked last week a Chilean tourist while he was walking through a park in Jerusalem after suspecting that he was an Arab. On Sunday, a mosque was destroyed by Israeli police on the Palestinian Bedouin town of Rafat in southern Israel. The mosque was considered to be built without a permit, according to the Israeli Land Administration. Around 1,000 people gathered to protest the demolition, and 5 of them were arrested. Also on Sunday, Abdullah Abu Rahma, leader of the nonviolent movement in Palestine, currently imprisoned in an Israeli detention camp for incitement, faces 2 more new hearings as Israeli prosecutors attempt to increase his sentence beyond the 1-year term he is now serving. Meanwhile, a document revealed on Monday shows a deliberate policy by Israeli government that ignores the daily needs of the Gaza population and misses calculation of amounts of food needed there. Those policies leave the Gaza residents without amount of foods and supplies that are enough for near starvation level. This document, which was made by Israeli officials, describes those policies as putting the people of Gaza on a diet. And that's all for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today, a service by the International Middle East Media Center, imemc.org. This report was brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura and Hussam Kassis.